to advertise, email podcast@thisismechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Hinda, Varmini, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a special, and I mean a special edition of Podcast and Chill. We are hanging out with, like, I think one of the most talented female vocalists, female artists, actually artists in general, Nessol, of our generation.
Yes.
Please welcome Zahara.
Ngozi.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me here. Let me correct you.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a difference between a gift and a talent. I'm gifted.
Yeah.
Not talented.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Why do you say you're gifted, not talented?
Because you must remember, if you are talented, you can go to school and actually enhance your talent. But when you're gifted, okay. Who taught Michael Jackson when he was 5 years old to actually do whatever he was doing? Who taught me how to play the guitar? Nobody did. So when you are talented, it's a gift that you can have, that you can actually go to school for.
Yeah.
As Dalala, we just gifted.
I love it, man. You know, I love this episode so much because I feel like I've met a female version of myself.
Are you sure?
Yeah, kid you not. Number one, I'm a village boy as well.
Oh,
from Venda, I was born in 1987 as well. 7th November.
I'm 9th November. Yeah, la, la.
Yeah, and we both love alcohol. Yeah.
Ah, yeah. Whatever turned out, and he turned him.
Oh, he turned me.
That's a little one. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and the bigger pants. That's on by you. No, we are
going. But you can't leave me alone. I mean, you turned cool, yo. Young Sebenzela.
And again, dying Sebenzela. Since long time.
When did you start drinking though?
When I was 24.
For real?
Yeah.
I thought it's like since, because I started drinking when I was a kid.
When I was here, when I was stressed, that's why I told you when I came here. But I will never say to you, I regret anything that has happened in my life. Whatever who robbed me. And how many mistakes I made, and everything, I don't regret the kind of woman that I am now, young woman. It has grown me. And today I know which steps to take or not. It doesn't mean still I'm not gonna have challenges. I'm still gonna have challenges.
Do you remember the first drink you drank?
Yo, Ike. Wait, it was in the party when 2012, I think it was the class of Jameson or something.
Oh, Jameson, yeah. What him? Nandi Lento,
it was ugly.
Yes. So, why did you continue drinking it? It was ugly
because I felt free,
Oh, so you're telling me that because obviously everybody knows you're a village girl,
yeah.
So coming to Joburg got so much for you that you had to turn into alcohol.
I did not turn to alcohol. You guys turned me to alcohol.
Who's you guys? Me?
Let me tell you something. You don't even have a picture of me, even in the club, with the glass.
Oh, true.
You don't have. But they always say sources say. So I want to ask, who's this sauce? Is it a mayonnaise or a tomato sauce?
Yeah.
Because what I do in my house, it's not your business.
Yeah.
What is your business? What I do out there. And what is your business? It's my music. Don't talk about alcohol. If I want to drink champagne, I'll drink it today if I want. It's not your business. Have I troubled with that? It doesn't really matter. There was a video that was trending about the guys that were here. The reason why they were laughing is because they know I'm an actor. I can do this now. But I'm gonna put, oh, it's super bad.
So you were acting in that video?
Wow.
Yes.
Ah, you're drunk. Ah, you're drunk.
Let me tell you something.
Ah, I don't lie. Ah, I don't lie.
Okay, man, the okay. Ah, man, the bear. Ah, man, man. No. I'm an actor like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Who leaked that video, Vele? Like, why would someone even leak that?
I don't know. They were excited. It's not like, I don't think it was malicious. I don't know.
Yeah.
But they linked the video because they know I was acting. It's not the only video that I was acting on. There was one when I was crawling, mimicking and then Umamo Rebecca.
Yeah.
Ngihamba
ngamadolo.
Yeah. The news that I was drunk.
Yeah.
I wasn't.
Yeah.
But it's just that I love acting. Nah, didn't I didn't like.
Yeah.
Now going to do impersonator no bang ban. Home. Let's start with that wondering in my mind. Oi, oi. Who else do you want?
That's Smoo.
That's DJ Smoo. Yeah.
Exactly.
Smoo, yeah.
Let's go to Zahar. You are a special child.
Ah, oh, Madiba.
See, I'm that kind of person, so I wish people that can actually be in my life, they can see how humorous I am. And don't take it on in other way. I'm a humorous person. And I didn't have a nanny if you took a piece of tube. You meant Wednesday, like, ah, shad no more. Oh, ingane yam ifit album ngaba yam uhu even in an indaba nalokuthi ani release ngendaba. That's the kind of person I am.
But I want to find out, like, what made you fall in love with alcohol? Because it could have been weed, it could have been drugs. You know, I can tell you when I started drinking, why I started drinking.
Hima, let me tell you something. There's a difference when you fall in love or you do something. I've never. Alcohol is alcohol. If I want to drink it, I will. If I don't, I don't want to drink it.
Have you ever done drugs or like weed or
anything? I will never. Nang ipat kamandela. Who? Uwe. I saw zebuti and izingeni. God, why? If I want to drink, I will drink at my time if I want to. If I don't want to, I won't.
Yeah. Have you ever tried to stop?
That's the problem. You came here to talk about the drinking. How about my album?
No, we're going to talk about the album. We still got so much
It's
time.
Not about stopping and everything, but it was for you. For example, I said, nobody saw me carrying a glass, not even in a club. But you want to focus on that. Focus on, Lolly Way.
Yeah.
White Dude Love.
Yeah.
Pandula. My second album. Pandula. Pandula.
Yeah.
That album.
Yeah.
Malim Malim Bangi Yeso No. Fourth album. Mgadi Mgadi. And now Mamayam Bongola Mulitimbalam. Ungazungalam go chwala and nikale ni beka up and choko is savan. Dingena happy. Teta umculo wam. Teta ngendlela endibe baphilisa ngayo abantu. Nendlela abafeel ihope ngayo. Andihlala ngaloo nto.
Okay, let's start from the beginning then.
Yeah.
You started in choir, ne? When you were six. Why did you run away from your choir? What was happening there?
Look, when I ran away, they want me to sing every day.
Oh, because you were that good.
Yeah, and I did not understand.
Yes.
I was six.
Yes.
So I ran away. I was like, no, I'm gig. Every day. So I fainted. That's fainties. Pretended.
Yeah.
I fainted. And I said, I'm not going back there. And then, but still, I became a Sunday school teacher when I was 9.
Yeah.
And then when I was 13, I became the worship team leader.
Oh, nice.
Yes, until I came to Joburg. And that's what I'm saying.
Why did they call you spinach? Why you call spinach?
Kaloko. Ekaya, umama ya Mose village. Umama une spinach garden, une cabbage. But since years, sonke uba nge sapara. Kuna spinach. But you know us as kids, we do not love green things, right?
Yeah, yeah.
As kids, little kids, they don't love green things.
Exactly, yeah.
But I was rare because I loved green things. So they took all their spinach to my PlayStation every night and I'll eat it all. Wow. So they call me spinach, but I did not like the name. And then, but at school and everywhere, they called me spinach. So that's why it was, I was like, okay, fine, I'm spinach.
Yeah. Take me back to the first moment you saw a guitar, you picked it up, because you were self-taught, ne?
Yeah.
How do you even do that, Saul? How do you teach yourself to play guitar, bro?
Hey,
at 6 years old?
Bro, you must be a protege.
I took a gallon of oil, and then, obviously, I put the strings, because I saw other people, like our forefathers and everybody at the village that were doing that. So I put it together, then I started playing. And then, but when I started playing, I was old. And then I started playing with Loli at home with my mom. Yeah.
And what is the song about Loli?
My mom used to tell me stories about Loli. Loli was a train. So that their forefathers came to Joburg to look for work, and their fathers came. But some of them, they did not come back. And then the people that are left at the village, they are left with the hope that their fathers, they will come back.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
They were left with that hope. Yeah. Every time they see Uloli with the train, their fathers, they are not there. So, bahlalebe khala. So that's why there's part where I say, Sulezonye mezimtakwethu. Because it was all about that. But for me, it's about a journey. I took a look at my life, and I saw, you know, all of us in life, we want to go somewhere. Our destinies are not the same.
Yeah, 100%.
It's like, even if you can take a Gautrain, let's take a Gautrain.
Yeah.
Even if you go into Rosebank or Midrand or Pretoria or Sandton, but you're in the same train.
Yeah.
But don't try to cut your journey and try to run around the carriages. It will get to your stop. Wait for your stop, and you'll meet your destiny.
Yes. Sure. And is it true that your neighbors used to think your voice sounded like a man?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah. You come your mama, I'm going to can fake African lean. And then she will say, "Opi ubandeza," and I'm like, "I am below here." I ain't now good in. I'm like, "Do you good in?"
And what were your parents saying? What was your mom and dad saying at that time? Because obviously, you know, as black parents, stuff like arts and music, they really don't get it, especially at that time.
Umama, utata, utata, be ways.
Yeah.
Ah, kayenda lomda nalo. Uzawuhlalapha ubufuna umculo akaqaweni umculo eqaweni hayi akahamba esikolweni. And then I went to a Walter Sisulu University, and I did it for my dad. HR, part of HR, MOT, yeah, which is management of training. So for my dad, we has been since then. You know what I was doing there?
What were you doing?
Tertiary.
Yeah.
Walter Sisulu University.
Yeah.
I was at the cafeteria there with the guys every time. Nyabanga. I don't have textbook, I don't have nothing. And then I'll be sitting there, be doing poetry.
Okay.
I'm missing whatever was going to happen.
Mm.
But guess what? Who passes? Me.
You passed?
Yes.
You got a certificate in HR?
A lesson in my life. Yeah, but
wow.
Go to Walter Sisulu University.
Yeah, yeah. So when you do that for your dad, when does your big break come? What happens for you to come to Joburg?
Kaloku, I sneaked out at the house, and then I went to stay with my sister. I went to stay with my sister, my late sister.
Why are you sneaking out?
Sorry?
Why are you sneaking out?
At home, we're not supposed to drink, go to clubs, go anywhere, or date.
Oh, so there's a very strict family.
We are there, like, still not, even now.
Yeah, even now, okay.
So, if you have got to have a man, you must get married. Then we can... Or engaged, and then you can bring them to home.
Yes, yes.
Alcohol, not allowed.
Dololo.
Dating, not allowed.
Wow.
So I had to sneak out because where I was playing, it's a music lounge.
Okay.
So, you know, it's like a club.
Yes, yes.
So that's why I sneaked out. And then when I told my parents that I'm coming to Joburg, my mom did not even want to accompany me to the airport.
Yeah.
So that's how we are.
Wow. Wow. So you were performing, and then who was there that saw you?
It was TK Ngwiza.
TK was there.
Wow. Yes. He saw me, and then he came to me. Puff, I saw this tall man standing. I was a busker, came like, on the streets. And I'm in Jalapa, nibegi turandizim. And then Dafmana is based at the Talamanca. At Talamanca, every Thursday in Dolalacon, but still, Tibekum was. I put a hat, so they can put money. So this tall guy comes in and he's standing there and he's crying.
TK?
Yes.
What?
And I'm like, what's happening? I'm busy playing Lodi Way and everything. And then after, when I was done, he came to where I was sitting. He tried to tell me. Is TK is from TS Records, and then do I know Mzegezege? Do I know Ndando? Do I know? I was like, yo, I don't know most things. And then my friend, the Mbiza old shotgun, because I'm Fushan, so she said, we must go and look I don't know. They don't okay, whatever, wait. Because he wasn't the first one to say they want to sign me.
Who's the first one?
There's Oskido.
Oskido!
Yeah.
Wow, who told you Oskido, like, where you were performing?
No, 2010. And they did in East London. They saw me, and I was rare. I'm a rare breed, you must remember.
Yeah.
So I wanted to go and perform before Abafana they play.
Yeah.
So I went. And I performed with my guitar, just my guitar and myself. And then Oskido saw me, he was there to play. So he asked me for a demo. And I'm like, a demo?
What is that?
I don't even know what is a demo, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
So I went and I was like, okay, I'll give you. And then he gave me his numbers and then I took his numbers. I went to my friends, what is a demo, guys? He wants a demo. Oh, my friends, they put together money. And then those guys that we went for the demo, they robbed us. Ingome 200.
Ha!
Got a demo lalayo. It's only my guitar and my voice.
Yeah, yeah.
So I did 4 songs. I didn't have phone like
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm sure you was busy.
Sure. And 200 is a lot that time.
Yes. And then I let go until I was found by.
So you never called Oskido, you never spoke to him?
She called, he didn't pick up.
Oh, Oskido didn't pick up?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought the guys in the studio didn't pick up.
No.
Oh, Oskido.
Oh, Oskido didn't pick up.
Yes, I did the demo. So I was like, okay, I want to call him and say, I have a demo now.
Hey.
He didn't pick up. So, and then I let go. You must remember, I don't have money.
Yeah.
And I used to help my mother at the kitchen with domestic work. I was my mom. They domestic work. Until that I go 7, since I'm working by no data by Taliban. So I Mali, your band is on and I'm so it was like
yeah. Oh my goodness. What about Wenzan that time?
Utata.
Utata.
My dad Belinda he pissed job. Oh my dad. If you go to the airport in East London, you check the houses, it's called Greenfields on the right. All those houses, they're the same. He used to build those houses.
Oh, wow. Wow.
That's my father.
What a great man.
Yeah, he is.
And you're so lucky because they're both still alive, eh? You're blessed, eh?
And iti bona.
Yeah.
Kufuneka bahlale, bathe bayibone eliphupha uThixo wandinika lona.
Eh.
Because I promise you, they are old. There's COVID. And they've been through, I'm sure they've been through that. Because Uma Mama at some point, she told me, Ebe nakekele umi mama wasecaweni. Kanda mama une COVID. La mama wasweleka. Kwaseleka umntanake. Kwaseleka nomnye umntanake ongumfana. But my mom never got sick. And you must remember my mom is diabetic. We as Jova in the morning. And at night. So underlining already is there.
Yeah.
So when it started, I think it was July.
Yeah.
Yeah, July 2020. She never went to hospital. She was there. She's still there.
Yeah. That's crazy. Okay. So now TK says, come to Joburg. TS Records is waiting for you. What happens? Kibeli Pasi in the plane.
Oh, you mamel. For the first time, a plane. Now I do not even know where to go. Maybe tracks with yam.
Yeah.
Let's keep us some muscat popa spinach.
All stars.
All stars.
Yeah.
No pagawamka. Don't have a bag. I don't have clothes, bro.
Yeah.
My big bag. I got that I am my skirt, that my pants. I sew them together, and then so that it been a case for the guitar.
Okay.
I got bonnet to use.
That's
case.
Creative. Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. So I sew them together, and one figure. The booze pub got a band landilis and I quelle flight in. I went to the flight. When I went inside the flight, guess who was sitting there?
Who?
Cecile Boumachile.
Woo!
And that's my icon for poetry.
Yes,
that's what
yes.
But I'm not gonna tell the whole story.
Yeah.
And then I picked up my book. Where's my book? My blue book, Lisa.
Lisa, people.
Please go to there, the history room, you'll find the blue book on the cover.
Yeah.
I picked up my book from which I was writing my songs from school, Ololiu. I started writing these.
Sorry. Guys, you're disturbing. Please stop talking, guys. I can hear you. Please stop talking. Yeah.
So we just called these. I was like, ish. Where I'm going, I do not know. Even the people that I'm going to meet, I don't know. I don't even know if I'm going to meet my dream. But it, whatever happens, there's on this. So I was talking about home.
I have no idea what you just said. What did she just say?
She's good.
These are what? What
no, is she it? Said, I'll fly.
Oh, I will fly.
I can fly I'll go wherever I'm going. Yeah. If anything is done, I'm coming back.
Ah, so the book. Let's see the book.
It's ragged.
Wow, look at this. You could sell this on eBay.
It's your book of rhymes.
Book of rhymes.
Yeah.
This is me, bruh.
Yeah.
And I don't want to fix it. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to.
Yeah,
no,
this is
there.
History.
Since
memorabilia.
High school.
Yeah.
Wow.
These are all your poems.
Songs.
Hello? Which year?
2010.
Wow.
Hey, nyamba naile.
Are there any songs you haven't recorded there or everything?
Yeah, there's so many.
Wow.
But I let my story tell my story. It doesn't mean, that's why even now people they wanted to beat me up because they want me to drop an album. So for me, it's not about making it. Second, it's every. Nangoku ngayenzi it wanted. Ba figile lapa. Ay. Bazuti. Naibo. Bazuti. Zabateni buena wutologuti wena mfazwa kumfazwa.
Tologuti, hey.
You can make hits every day.
Yeah.
But for me, I'm here to inspire people and give hope. So I wait for my timing and the timing of God for me to heal people, to inspire and give hope.
Yeah. So when we get to Joburg, what happens? Utoloban? Maufig?
Usis Ntlanta.
She picked you up from the airport.
Yes.
Oh, okay, nice.
And the mbuni na in the kumba ulashi le wamba gets lantern. This is lantern.
Yeah. Biggest laugh.
You pinned the old sis London money TV.
Yeah.
And then my man, the teeny. Yeah, and that's what happened.
So were you staying with TK and Tanta?
Yes.
Oh, you were with them?
Yeah, with them.
And how was that like?
It was the best, but I was always shy because I always went up to my, to the room. Up Baba Baby Nigga room con. And they didn't understand, but didn't like it because I'm shy by
yes.
nature. So, but I create my own happiness so that I don't. Like I said, when we were coming to the interview, I create my own space without you. I make myself happy.
And then when you start performing in Joburg, where did you first perform? And what song was
Moritile.
It? Moritile.
Yes.
Or you were just like building up for Ntlantla or something?
I don't remember when I was with Ntlantla.
Yeah.
We went so many places. But when it comes to me singing Loli, it was Moritile Park.
Yeah? What is happening there?
I just told you there, and I was so nervous. This is what happens when I'm nervous. It's either I'm going to go to my periods, even if it's just for that 1 hour.
You lie.
Whoa. Bloody hell.
Or my stomach.
Yeah.
or my stomach is gonna. I have to go to the toilet. I remember I was in Kenya. It was a Tonton blanket, one blanket. So this is what happened. I sang, and then kan kumtalo wam. I'm looking at these people like I can't even see them. They're so many.
Yeah.
Yo, dive and answer to see them. Come by, aye. The good periods are Kalubensando Pum. Good periods. Dabalek, and you know, most when I sing Tolo, I'm always cry. It's not because I'm feeling it. I'm always remembering when I was writing the song.
The emotions.
The emotion, they come up. So I was lucky because of that day, and I was crying. So I went out, and people, they kept on singing, Zara, we love you, don't go. Back to them, Tolo, I'm the Pum. And then I went to my road manager, and I was like, go to the car, please go get the pad. You're gonna find me on the toilet.
Yeah.
He went running and then got the bed. And then I came back and they're like, yay! And then I kept dancing. That's how nervous I get when I get to stage.
So where was Somizi when he gave you the money when you're performing? Where was that?
It was East London. When I was busking.
Oh, Somizi came there?
He was there. Not for me.
Yeah.
Not for me. He was there.
Mm.
Busking. I was busking and singing Loli. And then he put his money. I was like, yo, what the... Please sing it again. I was like, yo, I'm going to get 10. I'm going to get paper, man.
Yeah.
How much was it?
20 rand.
So easy.
Not even a thousand. Okay, so when do you start like making your own money now so that you can afford to move out from TK?
Let me tell something. When I got money, you must remember when I came here, I didn't even have a bank account.
Yeah.
So I had a bank account. When I got my royalty money, guess what I did? Bought myself a house.
Oh, nice. This one?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
2012.
Wow.
This is a beautiful home.
April.
Wow.
And then this is what I did. I bought everything cash that you see inside there.
Smart.
And you got a beautiful house, eh?
Thank you.
Wow.
Since then.
What a waterfall. It's
Yeah. Jeez. And then does that now, you are rocking, you are now Zahara?
I've been Zahara since I was born.
Yeah. But I'm saying like, yeah?
How did the name Zahara come about?
My dad gave me the name. It means... a blooming flower is an Arabic name. It's not an English name. And then Bulelwa, given by my mother. So obviously he came a little listen to. But I hope if he thought about it, maybe he did think about it because I bloomed.
Definitely.
And do you know, you must check it and Google it.
Mm.
It says on Google, it's an empty tank shocker.
Hmm.
Because without water, I bloom. Mm. And you can only find Zahara in a desert where there's no water.
Sure.
Because it blooms wherever, even if it's dry, it blooms.
Wow. That sounds like something Tupac would say.
Yes, very poetic.
Yeah, very profound, man. Mm. But I want to find out your Joburg experience when you first came in here. Because when I came from Venna to Joburg, hey, it was lit, dog. Hey, I'm like, which one is this one?
The problem with me and you, you were from the end. I'm from the village. I do not know nothing. The only time I go to town is when I go help my mother because she was a domestic worker.
Yeah.
So I don't know town. I don't know. I only know how to help. That was it. Do you know my first CD I bought?
Yeah.
When I was young.
Yeah.
13.
Yeah. Tracy Chapman.
Mm-mm. India, right?
And,
and which song was I listening to? And I'm 13. Brown skin.
Girl.
What do I know about brown skin? I don't want to talk about my brown skin.
Yeah.
It was just the melody.
Yeah.
I used to, because they left me with their kids. So he used to make me go sleep. Brown skin. You know, love your brown skin.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So how was the change from the village to Joburg? Because Joburg is crazy.
And yes, it's Joburg. If they're Buzandibona everywhere TV. Have you ever seen me going to any red carpet? Don't opening. It's only when I'm nominated. That's it. And yes, no one buza strato sing.
You've never been to town?
Hi.
How is the town?
AP.
Hillbro and all that stuff, GP Street.
No.
Bree.
Where I went is a new town.
Oh, new town.
I think new town when I went to for results.
Yeah.
Where Abo Ray or Putere Ubabo Ray Pil.
Yeah.
Baby Senza Corner. Yeah. That's the only time.
Yeah. They've never stolen your phone.
I never went alone. I don't know. So now always sleeping and then go.
Oh,
so I don't know. I don't know jobbing. Don't ask me about anything about jobbing.
Yeah, yeah. But how good was it? Like, you know, when you were at your prime, like the summers, everybody giving you all these accolades, people loving you, media wants you. It's just crazy. Interview after interview, shows after shows.
I did not understand that. I did not even want to do interviews because. I'm very shy, I promise you. That's why I don't go out. I don't go anyway. Then I have to be on TV and then and people have to ask me a question. It wasn't about that. I just wanted them to just let me just do my albums and I'll just go. Don't ask me questions. Don't ask me anything. Just listen to the music and then just let me be.
Yeah.
Now the fame of being on TV or whatever, it doesn't entice me. I'm not here for that.
Yeah. How was the summers?
When I first started?
Yeah.
Yo, bruh, I wish they would have said to me, I must just be on stage.
What do you
Because mean? I kept on going up those stairs with the heels.
Because you want everything.
It's summers, bro.
They should have just said, sit down. I should have just, yeah.
Do you have all those awards?
The inside.
Yeah.
I've got 20. I know they say 17, but 24 summer awards and 52 awards. In total, not only summers.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say 52. Crazy.
This is my favorite. This one looks dope.
Yeah, that looks
it's even heavy. This mic. One,
mm-hmm.
Afrimama. You got 5 of these, isn't
yes.
It? Wow. Where are the other ones?
The other one is with Budu Rabbi Malingam, which is the late Rabbi Malingam, my father.
Mm.
And the others there at the office and in everywhere. So ish darust, my man.
Yeah, yeah. But did you get paid for these awards? Did you get the money and stuff?
Mm?
Did you get the money for these awards? Do they pay these awards? I've never won an award. So
yeah, there's cash prize.
Yeah, did you get the cash prizes?
For the summers, I did. For the others, I... Lisa!
Give it to Lisa.
No, it's okay.
Oh, are you sure?
For the others, I did not.
For real?
Yep.
You lie. That's crazy, man.
The summers, it came.
Yeah.
For the others, I never did.
Yeah. Do you remember your best performance?
Yes.
Yes.
My best performance is when I sang for Tata Mandela.
Oh yes. Oh yes.
And it wasn't a performance.
Yes.
And I couldn't even believe it when they said he asked for me. And I remember this is what he said when I not in his lounge, dude. I was in his bedroom, dude.
Wow.
Listen. Check the video.
Now see that video. I don't think he knows what's happening.
This is what he said. I'm going to try and mimic him.
Okay.
You are a special girl. And South Africa is blessed to have you. And wherever you go, may the stars upon you, may they shine. And I was like, okay, drop the mic, I'm done, I'm blessed. What are you going to say?
Sure.
What's Mandela's favorite song of yours?
In the Zulu Yandilandila. In dake zulu yanilandela uthekwa nindake zulu yandilandela yanilandela.
Wow. And do you remember your worst performance?
Ewe.
Eh kuphi?
Kwakuphi? Emafikeng.
Mafikeng.
Yes.
Mm.
I told the people, I can't come. Yeah. I'm sick. The worst, but not that me singing though. The worst performance. When I was climbing up the stairs, I stumbled.
Oh. Snap. Like bad.
No, not really bad.
Yeah.
That's the worst, but when it comes to vocaling, you can never go wrong with me.
Yeah. So now you're the industry, you've got all these awards, people love you. What are celebs saying? Have you met any celebs at the time that now want to be your friends? What's going on?
Hayi, we thand uthetha ngeendaba zabantu andizingeni.
Oh, so you never had any celebrity friends?
Andizingeni.
Mm. Makes sense. I mean, you're a village girl.
Anders again.
But you dated a celebrity. Amaza from Kobonen.
You dated?
Engaged, even.
Engaged?
Yeah. Radio jock.
Hey, bon.
How did you meet him? How did it start off?
Let's pull him up.
Amaza.
Let's pull me.
Disengage. Let's disengage.
Shit. How did you know that? Because she's always so private about her private life.
It's out there. It's in the it was in the tabloids. The breakup. The breakup especially.
How did that come out?
Yeah, because you're so private.
Yeah, you're very private. I didn't know who she dated.
As poor me.
Okay. When did you start dating though?
When I was 23.
Zara. Hey, you're late bloomer. Eh?
This Zara flower bloomed late.
Yeah.
And I started doing things when I was 24. So.
Hey! So you popped the cherry when you were 24? Do you remember the guy?
I'm not going to say the name.
It was Umkobo when then.
Umkobo when then. Yes, it was a mother.
Is it?
Wow.
He broke your virginity.
And Ginda wapu going to the air. We caught out on Ginda. That's
what taboos. What type of guys are you into, Vel? I've always wondered. Like, what's your type?
I'm not type.
I'm not type. You're going to your shop.
My man, uboya ntanda. Sipelele up.
Okay, let's talk. Go back to the music because I can tell you just want to talk about the music.
Yes.
It's 10 years of Loliwe. What do you wish you knew then that you know now?
I don't wish I knew anything.
For real? So you wouldn't change anything?
I wouldn't change my past.
Hope.
Because he has groomed me and made me the kind of woman I am. So I wouldn't change anything.
Yeah.
Everything happens for a reason.
Hey, but you've been through a lot, Zara.
Listen, been like, been color, over so good, nemi mini, to gone by, and don't let on the ends, living and go and send so cool, like, I've been through a lot. Everybody's been through a lot. Not only me, yes, you see my life because I'm on TV. But everybody's been through a lot in life.
What's your relationship with the media? Because they're always writing stories about you.
I do not have a relationship with them because they're not my boyfriends and all my girlfriends. So they write what they want to write. That's why you don't hear me responding. That's why there's always sources, not me. So there's no relationship there.
Do you believe that after the fallout with the label, they had a hand with the bad publicity?
The reason why I never came out that I've been robbed by money is because I was scared that ngizovalelwa my music everywhere. How did it happen? Try now and Google my music or try and download my music. You won't find it.
Spotify or whatever.
You won't. You only find Mkodi. But the thing that you do not understand, all of you in this world.
Yeah.
When you are gifted, you are given a gift by somebody.
100%.
So if you are given an Audi by somebody, and then it comes with a manual, right? And then if that Audi it gets disturbed or whatever it happens, whether an engine happens, you take it back to Audi.
True.
So if I was given a gift by God, if anything happens, I take it back to
God,
the giver, the sender. So he takes care of me.
Shit!
Profound.
Sorry, we can't stay in your house, but yo! Yes! That is deep.
Take it back to him.
Yeah.
No, but you can strip me naked. You can do whatever, but you can never take the gift that God has given me.
I'd love to strip you naked.
Kini! Oh, you lone eye man!
That's crazy. And you've always believed in that?
Yes. It's a gift I was given by somebody, which is God. So I take it back to him. So whatever happens, God does not give somebody a gift that he does not know that the person is going to be responsible for. So he knew I'll be responsible for that gift that he has given me because it's his baby. So that's why I always take it back to him and say, Nayok. And Zindi Mayako. Nobody business Vito, we wouldn't come for ton. Guess what, God has done? Who's been number one?
You.
Because it's his baby, not mine.
Do you want to have any babies though?
Yes, of course, but when I'm married.
Oh, okay. Yes. So we're getting married soon.
Eh?
We're getting married soon.
Is that a low ball?
No, not me and you. I'm saying like me and
I.
Like, are you getting married soon?
Nditekuwe. Puma up.
Yeah. Mm. All right, cool. I got some questions from our chillers. They sent us some questions. So your brother passed away in 2014. That made you fall into depression. How did you manage to get yourself out of it and go back into studio and make music?
Like I said, I believe in God and my family and my supporters. Because I'm telling you, wherever I will go, with my late sister now, that passed on now, I told myself I'm not going to go back to what happened when my brother passed on because it was all accident. And more special, my sister could not believe. Dude, you spoke with, you are talking to a person now on the road, the next thing gone. So, it's not about anything else that gives me power to actually carry on. It's God, family, my supporters. And I know I was born with, do you know how I was born? I was born, me now, without an umbilical cord. Yes. I was born in a sack. Yes, you can Google it. Children born in a sack. There are those that are born in a sack, but there is an umbilical cord. But there are those who are born without an umbilical cord. And in the world, we are only 40,000.
Sure.
Google it. Only 40,000. So each and every time when I ask my mother, what was I eating? Because it was in water.
Wow.
Sure. But I wasn't drowning. How is that possible?
It defeats all science.
Exactly. So when I was born in the hospital, so the doctors apparently, okay, this is what my mother is telling me. They tried, they were scared to open the sack because they didn't know what is making me breathe. What if they open the sack and then I die? So I was there for 3 days. But on the third day, I opened it up myself.
Whoa.
Ooh. Here am I.
That's crazy.
Special
man.
Child.
Sure.
Here am I. We are 40,000 in the world. You can go.
Do you remember the last moment you had with your brother?
Whoa.
It's too much, isn't
it? Yeah.
Was he proud of you, though?
How about being proud? He was my baby, a last bomber.
How many were you in the family?
Six.
Six. Okay. And I'm sure they were so proud of you, ne? All of them.
You don't understand. It's not about me being Zahara. School is ngabantwana. Bendlala naye mna no putwa mqha. Ekhaya sifundiswe into ba omdala ujonga lo mncinci.
Yes.
Nakekela lo mncinci.
Yes.
So that's why we became friends at home. We did not have friends. So we found best friends amongst each other.
100%, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So my brothers were my best friends. No wabayahamba baye sokene ndimo hamba uhamba nabo. My sisters in netball yabo, but I was the best still in netball. I was actually even nominated for to play for South African netball when I was still at school. Yeah. Yeah. But I didn't want to do that. But I'm still the best now.
Yeah, in whatever you do.
No, I'm not talking about music.
Yeah.
Netball.
Oh, who is it?
I've got a basketball hoop right about them. And then before you guys leave, you have to hoop. And if you lose, you are not leaving. You're going to slip in the pool. You only leave the... Yes.
Oh, I saw the basketball hoop. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you do not hoop, you're going to slip in the pool alone.
Yeah.
You only get out if you actually don't miss.
All right, clean.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to shoot the hoop, ne?
Yeah, dog. We don't have a choice. We need to go home.
I got two more questions. In 2019, it was reported that you wanted to sue TS Records because you believe they owed you 10 to 30 million in royalties.
They still owe me.
For real?
It's for real, Brad. You think I will go to the news?
Oh, so you went to the news?
Yes. I went to the news. I did not go to the papers live on TV. It's all about that. And I do not want to relieve the past. As much as, yes, they owe me so much, the problem is, if I do not have money, then I have to go to court all the time and I have to hire a lawyer and then I have to pay that lawyer with the money that I don't have. But at the end of the day, they know what they did. Me, I move on. That's why you see me.
Rocking.
Okay.
The money they owe you, is it proceeds from sales or is it bookings?
Everything.
So they handled your bookings as well?
Everything.
So how much were you...
I'm in a good space where I want to start my life. Bona utiku dilanabo. Abandabandenza rungu. Mna, I'm in a good space and I'm loving myself, so please.
What would you tell TK and Lisa and DJ Spoo if they were here right now?
I love them.
That's it.
Yeah.
Wow.
With all that they did.
I love them.
Wow.
Because I do.
But I don't understand the whole thing with you and them, like what happened there.
You don't understand it because you won't.
Nah.
Let it be to God.
Okay, how much were you charging when you were performing at that time?
Depends. People, they negotiate 80,000 or 120 with the full band or 100.
How much were you getting from that?
Ndithe phuma apho tshomi uyayazi uba bebendinika i-15,000 but kwayona loo 15,000 funeka ndiyicale ndiyicele.
Ouch.
So please.
Per performance or per month?
Khandiye ke sofuna ubuyisele mva.
Okay.
Ndilapha ngoku.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Okwayizolo kwayizolo.
Yeah.
Ndilapha ngoku.
Yeah. All right, cool. In 2019, there were reports stating that your car and home were being possessed by the banks. Were those reports true?
Uhlelipi wena
ngoku. Yeah, because the article says Little Falls, and we're in Little Falls now.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is the home.
So what was that all about?
This is the home.
Ndingenapi. Uhlelapa kwam wena. Uthini ke?
And you said you bought this house with your royalty money. So that sounds like cash.
So now I'm confused.
It was lies.
So it was fake news.
That's
fake news.
Uhleli kwami since 2012 ngithenga lendlu. Little false.
Uthenge cash.
Ungenapi?
Well, she said she used the royalty money.
Yeah, but was it cash?
Ungenapi? Ingxaki ba lapha nithanda ngiqhubeka ngizwe.
All right, cool. Before we talk about the album, ne? Last time you listened to a song and you cried, what song was it?
Ooh. This album.
No. Before we talk about the album.
Okay.
What was the last time you listened to, last song you listened to that wasn't yours and made you cry? Like it was really, really emotional.
Genoma Trading.
Okay.
Genoma Trading.
Which song?
I was like, it's a happy one. Nobody can eat you. Oh, he
you wanna Google it?
Oh. How do you know?
You wanna Google it?
Yeah.
So
down to zero.
Down to zero. That's the name of the song.
Down to zero. Yes. Wow.
Okay. Have you ever consulted a song goma?
Hi. Ding yena ati. Hi. Salani toko zentangenda.
You've never
in my life.
Hey.
Oy.
Because you know there's people in the industry that use Muti for like songs.
Enzani ndo zenu. Mna ando andizi sanguma anya kwa pa profeti ndiye yenza lento ndandinikiwe xa nguThixo ngondanzalo. Hayi ningano ndithokozisa mna yi. Andithi wrong eyakho. Ubuya thokoza iyakubuya kusebenzela. Thokoza. Uba uye ba profetini baya kusebenzela iyakubo. Ikuwe into.
What do you believe in?
God.
So your awards are some summer womuthi.
Hayi kuna akona umprofeti wakhe wathandazela mna bani. Hayi. Hayini. Sukani. Kumana apo. Saze.
We're going to play a game. It's called Smash or Pause. You know that.
Yeah. Ungakulinga lo anifunda ngolo hlobo ba u smash no pause. Ntolo.
Smash or pause.
Smash or pause.
Yeah.
Oh, u smash. Saba nando smash wena.
Ha 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 ha. I'm gonna give you okay. celebrity names. You must tell me if you smash or pass. Are you ready?
Celebrity, you know I don't know celebrity.
I will explain okay. the who there.
Okay.
Duduzani Zuma.
Ah.
We smash it.
Hey!
Emink.
And the Damadumbe. Yes.
We smashing, me.
Okay.
Are we smashing?
What is smashing?
We tough. We're rocking.
Oh, we're rocking.
Yeah. Ne?
Yeah.
We're rocking to the Zanizum.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Julius Malema.
Lotata upizi pa. Otao bekce. Njengobubi ulibele uzula izitrato angabhiki izinto efama uyazibhek hayi man
pass all right cast on your vest smash or pass
smash
ne you guys would make a hit.
smash.
Big Zulu, smash or pass?
Oh, Fezo Bunny Man.
Yeah, boy.
Inning.
Kezo.
Sembetama and just got out.
Yeah. Last one is Prince KB.
Prince KB.
Mm.
Smash.
Ha!
She saw
have you seen? Uzagu betudula better.
And Maza and Babu Kela Landaz in
he's got a big dick.
Oh, I'm gonna pick up your eye. Oh, aye, aye, aye.
Smash still.
Yo. Smash. Come on, take a lane to take a.
Okay, he's got a big guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Big guitar.
Yeah, money. Under 18, guys, please.
He's got a big guitar. Oh, shit. In closing, man, tell us more about the album. You know, what's your favorite song from the album?
I don't know. It's like you're asking a mother which one is your favorite.
Mm. It's tough, but you got this one.
No, it's the one that is not my favorite, though. Mm. It's not like my favorite. It's all of them, they're my favorite because I tell my life story.
Yeah.
But when before my sister passed on, she chose Sindamphefumlo. And it's like to me... Maybe there was something inside of her that was telling her she's gonna die.
Oh wow.
Sure. She chose the song Sindamphefumlo. Mm. So each and every time she goes to work, she will play when it was in studio before it's mastered and everything.
Everything, yeah.
Yes, the album. Mm. So she passed on. Now I understand why I sang the song Sindamphefumlo and why she loved it.
Yeah. Because I know, like, with all your songs, it's based on your experiences.
Yes.
Aren't you afraid that you're going to run out of, like, experiences to sing about?
If I'm still breathing, I can still write about you. Let me show you something.
Yeah.
Nifikile nazondi bombata kwam buze mbuze ndingafuni nozipendula bonge bahlele bandibukele enoba ndizowa kanjani ndizonyuka kanjani kodwa enkosi ngubalisi bali lam.
Sure, you're a talent, bro.
Your talent.
You could sing about taking a shit.
Gift.
I not
so,
delay.
So.
Oh no.
As keys, man.
Manga se vangile sa kuna kujonase. Uthen.
As keys. In closing, man.
Yeah.
What do you want to be remembered as when it's all said and done?
Oh my God, I want to be remembered as the girl next door that changed lives. That's it. A girl next door. A girl next door. Whether you in a shack, uhlala kwi shack, just know I am next door. Whether you're in a suburb, just know I'm next door because my music is here to inspire you. So a girl next door, whenever you need her, she's there to inspire and give you hope.
Yeah. I must say, man, before we started rolling, you were crazy, Mara. Now you're giving us girl next door vibes.
Hi, Kalogun. Hi,
Zara. Hi, Zara. You're lying. We've been setting up for an hour. We know the reels are.
Okay, the reels are the one that I'm drunk or something.
But what's wrong with that?
Ayi kalongo mamela nandi tata nandenze ingelos nandi beka nandi framisha nifuna ungikhupha kana nifuna ungikhupha. Mamela nike bethuna nibantu bahlali. Ndiza kule muntu bendikunye ndili before. Bahlali. Xa nina niborekile. Sanu borekela kum. Fandani zinto zoborekela. Niyaqonda loo nto leyo. Unobomi bakho phofuke niyabhoreka nyhani kwa uba nibe nigxile kum. Uba uthethi ngawe, ubhize uthetha ngam, that means ubomi bakho abuyonto. Khakho uthethe ngawe, uye kuZahara. Uzahara uze ngomculo kuwe, thela ngomculo wakhe. Uba uthetha ngam, ngobomi bam into endizenza apha, bafundisele ishampeni mhlawumbi kwam, kukwam bethuna. Andiyibolekanga le ndlu. Thethani ngani? Uba nifuna uthetha ngam ngomculo. Kodwa ke ndiyanithanda.
Do you think you lost yourself in the industry?
Never.
You never lost yourself.
I was always like this. Even when I was a kid. Umama ebesethi buye iqale ndimtsale ngomlenza wayiphantsi. I'm humorous like that.
Yeah.
I'll never lose myself. Nobody can lose me.
Yeah.
I've got God. This industry must stay in the industry. I'm not in the industry, but I'm in the industry. To my stay there. Yeah. The industry.
You got your new label now. Congratulations.
Signed internationally, Nicks.
With Tracy Chapman, same label.
Lalela. Sharon.
Yeah.
Ooh. Everybody, I'm not talking about luckily. International deal with Warner. Thank you.
Yeah. What else are you doing besides your music? Are you going to be doing a track, a piano track? Because Mama Piano is hot right now.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
And it ba wrong the ba jive lo kwena kona kona ba ba and yes it nanen
7 to 8
7 to 8 sekete
yeah
iyo le sekete
yeah sekete
yeah don't mind them just jive but you must remember the kind of person. Would you ask Tracy Chapman to do a hip hop song or something?
No, but I'll do a remix of a song. I'll sample it,
a remix, but not Tracy Chapman be in the song.
Yeah.
Would you do that?
No.
So that's like me.
So you don't do collaborations at all?
I only do when it speaks to my soul. Oh. When it speaks to my life.
So who do you want to do one with now?
I'm still waiting on Tracy Chapman.
Oh, just her?
Wow.
I think it's going to happen one day.
It's going to happen because we're together.
Yeah. Zahara, love you long time, man. Thank you so much, man. Can we get a performance from you from
if
one
Tupac
of your songs?
Was alive?
Yeah.
I would have done with Tupac. Inzamohumba.
Mario, you cheat on you and you said you don't like guys that will cheat on you. Tupac was a rock star. He would cheat on you.
He would cheat on you with Jada.
Yeah, he was the rocking guy.
If he would have met me, he would have never maybe. I'm a village girl, I'm not alone.
Who the hell would want to cheat on you? Pele, you could just say, who am I cheating? And I'm like, hey. Do you have a song you can perform for us with the guitar?
You want me to perform now?
Please, man.
Alala.
Will you?
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
Thank you.
Podcasting chill, we out here. Zahara, please tell people where they can get you. Where's the camera? This one. Tell people where they can get your album.
Guys, please go now. Stream live and go. Don't learn to slung. Digital. Don't do
it.
Go download my album. Nabayam, Bungola, Mulitembalam.
And what song are you performing? Now.
Yeah, Antando Tulingo Mazam, because Nazian Lilisa.
Yeah.
Maybe Natule Mumtu inspired me.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So
who
it's a
inspired
surprise.
Me. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Podcasting.
I don't like because I'm going to cry and then.
Okay.
Not even a song from your album?
Yeah, I'm promoting your album.
Yes. Please.
It's up to
we
you.
We want to cry. Zach Lilisa, but we also want to cry.
It's up to you, whatever
okay,
you want to do.
I'll see. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, no problem.
All right,
problem.
Cool. Podcast and chill. We out of here.
Peace.
Make sure you support the channel by joining our Patreon page for exclusive content, behind the scenes content, and a whole lot more.